Lesson 11, Abinadi and King Noah. Purpose, to encourage the children to be valiant in standing as witnesses of Jesus Christ. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Mosiah, chapters 11 through 13, chapter 15, verses 1 and 6 through 8, Mosiah chapter 16, verses 14 and 15, Mosiah chapter 17, and Mosiah chapter 19, verses 4 through 20. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. C. Preparing your lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and teaching from the scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Additional reading, Mosiah chapters 14 through 16. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. For the alternate attention activity, put the following objects in a sack or bag. A paper mustache. See the illustration on page 38 of the ink print edition. A flashlight or light bulb. A paper replica of the Ten Commandments. See the illustration on page 38 of the ink print edition. A picture of Christ. A piece of rope or string. A match. C. Picture 4-22, Abinadi before King Noah. Gospel Art Picture Kit, 308, number 62042. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Give each child a copy of the 9-dot diagram or draw it on the chalkboard. Tell the children that they are to connect all the dots by drawing 4 continuous straight lines without lifting the pencil off the paper or chalk off the chalkboard. After they have tried several solutions, show one child the correct solution without telling the others. Have that child show another child, and so on until all the children can connect the dots. The diagram on page 36 of the ink print edition consists of 9 dots arranged in 3 rows. The dots are equally spaced from each other. Answer. Draw a line from the top left dot down through the first dot on the 3rd row, continuing down as though a 4th dot was there. From this position, draw a diagonal line past the last dot in the 1st row as though there was a 4th dot there. Draw a straight line left across the 1st row to dot 1. Then draw a diagonal line to the last dot in the 3rd row. Explain that when we learn something, we can help other people when we teach them what we know. When we learn about Heavenly Father, we can help other people by telling them about Him. Page 36. Alternate attention activity. Have the children take turns removing objects from the sack. Ask each child to tell one or two things about his or her object. Explain that as the children learn about a righteous and valiant prophet named Abinadi, they will see how each object relates to his life. Scripture account. Display the picture, Abinadi before King Noah, and teach the account of Abinadi from Mosiah chapters 11 through 13, chapter 15, verses 1 and 6 through 8, chapter 16, verses 14 through 15, chapter 17, and chapter 19, verses 4 through 20. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Emphasize that Abinadi was a courageous witness of Jesus Christ, even though it cost him his life. If you use the alternate attention activity, explain how each object relates to Abinadi's life. Mustache. Abinadi came back in disguise. Mosiah chapter 12, verse 1. Light bulb or flashlight. Abinadi's face shone with luster. Mosiah chapter 13, verse 5. 10 Commandments. Abinadi taught the 10 Commandments. Mosiah chapter 13, verses 11 through 24. Picture of Christ. Abinadi boldly testified of Jesus Christ. Mosiah chapter 15, chapter 16, and chapter 17, verse 8. Rope or string. Abinadi was bound. Mosiah chapter 17, verse 13. Match. Abinadi was killed by fire. Mosiah chapter 17, verse 20. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. What did the Lord first command Abinadi to say to King Noah and his people? Mosiah chapter 11, verses 20 and 21. What kind of lives were King Noah and his people living? Mosiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 7, 14 through 15, and 19. How did King Noah and his people respond to the words of Abinadi? Mosiah chapter 11, verses 26 through 29. What did Abinadi boldly testify to the wicked King Noah and his priests about the commandments? Mosiah chapter 12, verses 33 through 36. Mosiah chapter 13, verses 11 through 24. Why is it important for us to obey Heavenly Father's commandments? Why were the people of King Noah afraid to lay their hands on Abinadi? Mosiah chapter 13, verses 3 through 5. What did Abinadi testify about Jesus Christ? Mosiah chapter 15, verses 1 and 6 through 8. Mosiah chapter 16, verses 14 and 15. How did Abinadi show his courage? Mosiah chapter 17, verses 7 through 10. Why is it sometimes difficult to stand for what is right? How can we stand for what is right? Why was Abinadi burned to death? Mosiah chapter 17, verse 20. Why do you think the Lord let this happen? Alma chapter 60, verse 13. What was important to King Noah? Mosiah chapter 11, verse 14. Mosiah chapter 19, verses 7 and 8. What was important to Abinadi? Refer to Mosiah chapter 13, verse 4, and chapter 17, verses 7 through 10. What should be important to us? Who did Abinadi's testimony affect before his death? Mosiah chapter 17, verses 1 through 4. How was Abinadi's prophecy in Mosiah chapter 12, verse 3, fulfilled? Mosiah chapter 12, verse 3. Mosiah chapter 19, verses 19 and 20. Who can you think of who is valiant today in standing as a witness of Jesus Christ?
Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Have the children take the parts of the characters in the story of Abinadi and King Noah and have a reporter interview them. Make a list of questions for the reporter to ask the characters, such as, Reporter to Noah, how did you pay for your fancy buildings? Reporter to priests, why are you holding Abinadi prisoner? Reporter to Alma, what do you think about the teachings of Abinadi? Reporter to Abinadi, why do these people want to kill you? Why won't you deny what you have said to these people? 2. Sprinkle some pepper in a bowl of water. Put the bowl where all the children can see. Tell them the pepper represents those who choose to be valiant. Ask them to watch what happens when wickedness is put next to those who are valiant. Put a drop of dishwashing liquid, which represents wickedness, in the center of the bowl. The pepper quickly moves away. When Alma believed Abinadi's testimony, he chose to be valiant in obeying the prophet and turned away from the wicked ways of King Noah. Ask the children what things they should turn away from so they can be valiant. 3. Discuss the Ten Commandments in Mosiah chapter 12, verses 34 to 36, chapter 13, verses 12 through 24. 4. Compare the valiant characteristics of righteous King Benjamin to the characteristics of King Noah. King Benjamin, Mosiah chapter 2, verses 10 through 14. King Noah, refer to Mosiah chapter 11, verses 2, 6, and 7, 27, and chapter 19, verse 8. 5. Discuss the similarities between how Abinadi was treated by the wicked King Noah and his people and how Christ was treated. Christ, Mosiah chapter 15, verse 5. Matthew chapter 26, verse 66. Luke chapter 24, verse 20. Abinadi, Mosiah chapter 13, verse 1. Mosiah chapter 17, verses 7, 10, and 13. 6. Sing or read the words to Dare to Do Right, Children's Songbook, page 158. You may also use I Will Be Valiant, Children's Songbook, page 162, or The Church of Jesus Christ, Children's Songbook, page 77. Conclusion. Testimony. Testify that even though being righteous does not free us from pain and trials, if we are valiant in our testimonies of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father will bless us with peace in this life and all that He has in the life to come. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Mosiah chapter 11, verses 1 and 2, 20 and 21, 26 through 29, chapter 12, verses 1 through 9, and chapter 17 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 11, Abinadi and King Noah.